Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, Klal Yud Aleph, and we're learning Chayadim Hilchos Tzitzis Klal Yud Aleph, and we're looking at Simon Chaf Aleph at the end, where he mentioned that if a person borrows a talis to go up to get an aliyah, he's borrowing it because of Kavanah Torah, so you do not make a bracha. The Mishabura brings from there's opinions that disagree, that say that no, in that situation, a person is putting it on for mitzvah purposes, and therefore you should have kavanah to be yotzei to make a bracha. So the Derech HaChayim suggests in this situation, because of the suffix, well, whether you would make a bracha or not, it's better not to have kavanah b'dafka, not to be kaino. So if I get an aliyah, and I ask my neighbor to borrow his talis, so I can go up to aliyah with a talis, I would have kavanah b'dafka, not to be kaino, and I will definitely not make a bracha, as opposed to having kavana to take it just without thinking about the issue. We're not sure, is there automatic assumption he meant to be makta to you for the mitzvah purpose, and therefore you make a bracha, or he just meant because of kavana the Torah, and you don't make a bracha. So that is what the Derech HaChaim suggested. The Mishabura quotes that. In general, this is talking about a case where you're borrowing a talis from an individual. If you're taking a talis of the tzibur, if we go with straight halacha, a person actually would make a bracha when he puts on the talis of the tzibur when he's getting an aliyah, the same way you would make a bracha on your own talis. If a person walks into davening, he's not davening there, he already davened, and they give him an aliyah, so he takes his own talis and puts it on. He should really make the bracha first, because he's putting on his own talis. We assume he's putting on his own talis, which is chayim, and it's his garment. See, well, he's putting it on just because of kavod, he would make a bracha. So similarly, the talis which belongs to the tzibur, which he's a member of the tzibur, so he has an ownership in it, so we assume while he's using it, it's for his purposes. And we will see later on the talis of shutvin is chayiv, so he should make a bracha on it. The question is, the minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha on it. The question is, why not? Rav Menashe Klein, is it true? He says, the minhag ha'olam, you take a talis of the tzibur for the purpose of getting aliyah, or davening in front of the Amid, or of that sort, the minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha. Again, the question is, why not? So he brings some arguments why that is true. And the sefer, there's a sefer called Tzitzis, Halacha Psuka, the name of the sefer. In the back he brings from Chaim Kanievsky, that nowadays it's become so common not to make a bracha, so that when the shamish buys the talis for the shul, or somebody donates a talis for the shul, and they're kohen it, the person representing the shul or the yeshiva is kohen it, he does not have in mind to be kohen it for all the members to use in these type of situations. So, because that's become so standard not to make a bracha on it, so now that that's so, whether that was appropriate or not, l'chatchila, now that that's so, it's not the das. It would come out according to him, you'd have this chumrah that if a person forgot his talis and wants to take the talis of the tzibur and put it on and make a bracha on it, you're going to have this question of, can we use the talis of the kahal and make a bracha on it? Furthermore, there's another argument over here. If it's a very large tzibur, maybe you could argue that each person, or a case of a city where they had the shul, which was the shtot shul, it was the main shul of the city, so everybody in the city really has a partnership in it. Maybe you own less than a pruta, and that would be that would be such an argument nowadays. So it becomes questionable, and if it really is preferable, it would make sense when the shamish is buying the talis, he should have in mind that that the standard usage of people are going to be taken for the purpose of getting an aliyah, that they're not being makted to them for that purpose, and therefore they will not get involved in any shiloh, and they're taken to be yotzei the mitzvah, they would be makted for that purpose. That's a suggestion that I'm suggesting, maybe to address this issue of whether to make a bracha or not. We will look at Simon Chabez, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. You all have a good day.